Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week we're heading to Kayana, a village of about 350 people on the Kobuk River, about 30 miles north of the Arctic Circle.
Bertha Barr. I live in Kayana. I work for the Food Distribution Reservation and Indian Reserve, FDPIR. It's just where I lived my whole life, and it's what I'm used to, and all the friendly people and my family and all the subsistence lifestyle and all that. We have mountains around, and there's three rivers. That's what the native village of Kayak means, where three rivers meet. It's the Kobuk River, and it's the Skool River, and it's a small channel. Summertime, there's sandbars all over. There's a sandbar right in front. There's sandbars on the side. Summertime, you know, we go out boating, fishing for salmon and for sheepfish. Wintertime, we go out hunting for caribou and birds. The rivers are starting to freeze over. They're actually ice fishing right now, and they're catching what we call pikgalak. The summertime, we have this company, it's called Kayana Lodge, so they get actually people, tourists, and they come and go stay at the lodge and go fishing or hunting. It's just a real beautiful town and friendly people, and come and visit.
Bertha Barr works for Kayana's food distribution program. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Lisa Fu, Monica Goki, Annie Fite, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Jeremy Shea.